11th parak of Trumos Mishnah Da Mishnah Hey. Continuing about the different parts of the fruit, if they are chayiv in, they have the status of Truma or not. So Garine Truma, seeds of fruit that that are Truma, Bizman Truma Chanta Masuras. If it's the type of seeds that he gathers together that he wants to eat them, then there are these include the seeds of apples and pears that some people eat them, and the saucer pears seeds, and therefore they, if he wants them, they're considered part of the fruit. If you have a pit of an apricot or even of a citrus fruit, those are not edible, and therefore they don't have the status of the fruit. This is not get Echaz Brachas also. It might be possible that the seeds of fruits like apple seeds and those make a bracha d'ama because it's not the ikar fruit. If you eat it together with the fruit, then you don't make a bracha because it's tough. Yeah, initially, if he threw out these seeds, they already dried out, they weren't edible, then it's mutaris because it's not considered fruit anymore. The chayin atzam is kosher, as mashu mechaz, and the same thing applies to bones of kosher, that are soft bones that some people still eat them, or he's still gathering together to eat them, then they have the status of kosher. And the shlichim mutar, once they dried out or they're hard and he doesn't want to use them, then they don't have any more kedusha because only the food of the koven has the kedusha. Musin musin asuvin shachatoshes asuris shevashonis mutars. A musin asuvin are type of bran, which is the peel that's stuck onto the grain. So the musin is the more external type of peel on the grain, which does not have any of the grain itself stuck onto it, and therefore it's considered like a type, has the same status as the chaff, which is not the chayv and trula. Subin is the bran which is stuck onto the grain, so the chadoshes, the new ones, which are still moist, so the grain itself remains stuck onto the subin, and therefore has the status of trumas, whereas once it's dried out very much, then when you separate the bran, there's nothing, it's just unadulterated bran. The noyig the truma gedel shenoyig b'chulin, you want the latter remove the bran from truma, and it's not considered that he's causing a loss to the truma, just like it would do in the chulin. Since it's a normal way of processing the grain, even though you end up with white bread and you have a lot of bran which you're not going to use, that's not considered that you cause some of the truma to be lost. A mesalas kavel kavayim listor, the person is sifting and he wants to have only the finest flour, so listor is made out of six kavim. He sifts until he only has one or two kavim. There's only a sixth or a third he's only planning to use for this fine flour. Lo yabed es hashad, the rest of the flour that remains you should not throw it out because it's still edible. You should put it in a place which is washed. If he doesn't want to eat it, just put it aside. He's not allowed to damage it or throw it out because that's still considered food of Truma. Yeah.